Nishpach, they say kemayim nigra bracha.
If the wine in your house spills over like water, then there'll be a bracha in your house.
If the wine doesn't spill over in your house, there won't be a bracha in your house.
So the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Loi, v'shloisha dvarim adam nikar. If three things you could tell a person, like what type of midas, what his character is. V'koisai, when he drinks wine. Or v'kisai, with his money, how he spends his money. Or Rashi says it means how he does business with the money. Does he do it v'emuna? Does he do it trustfully? He doesn't drip anybody. When he gets angry, he doesn't get that angry. So you can see his character at the time of anger. Some don't even say when he's laughing. How he laughs, how what kind of mood he gets into, it's also right what the character of the person is. Yeah. All right, now we'll go back to Erevin a little bit. You have two chatserim, two courtyards, one inside the other one, and Yisroel v'nochri b'plimis. The inner side courtyard, that lives a goy and a yid. In other words, they both have a house there, and both the houses open up into the inside chotzer. V'yisroel b'chitzoyna. In the outer chotzer, one Yisroel lives in that chotzer. Now, a picture to this is on the Samach Vov Omer Aleph, on the top picture on the side, the goy sabach has the picture here. That the bottom of bach, that's the chotzer k'nimis, and there are two people living there, a goy and a yid. And then they go to the top chitzayna, the top chotzer, and the way they walk out to Rishus Rabin is on the top of the movie, and then they go into Rishus Rabin. So the kids are the people living in the chotzer apanimis. The way they go out there, they have to walk through the chotzer chitzayna, the outside chotzer, and then they walk to the Rishus Rabin. How do they come back in again? Again, they have to walk through the chitzayna into the panimis. So therefore, in the inside chotzer now live the Yisrael and the Nakam. So now the halacha is, we hold like a blessed ben Yaakov, that they don't answer one on the other. One Yisrael and one guy is still mutter to carry out from Yassim into the chotzer. So the chura, the yid and the guy living in the chotzer pnimis are allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Now the shalom is about the chotzer chitzoyna. The chotzer chitzoyna, the top one, even though there's only one Yisrael living there, but the people on the bottom have a drisus regel. They have a right to walk out of the shusar rabbin through the chotzer chitzoyna. So since they walk through that chotzer, it's considered as if they're living there. Now, if you consider all three living in the chotzer chitzoynam, then it's also to make a move of chaseris here. Because the blind is like two Yisraelim living with a goy, and then the locker is the goy asks on them, and the only answer is to rent from the goy. But you can't make a move of chaseris when you have a goy, just like you have an apartment house. You have two or three yidin there, and one goy. You have to rent the apartment from the, you rent the reshus of the goy that he has a right to use in the chotzer. So that was the shayla again. Nothing more again. Yisrael v'nochri v'plimis. In the inner side chotzer, a Yisrael and a goy live there. The Yisrael v'chitzoyna. On the outside chotzer, only one Yisrael live there. Now, bo maisla from the Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, what's the locha? Can they make a move of chaseris here or not? The yosser. And he said, no, it's osser. To the chotzer v'chitzoyna, we look as if all three are living there. And therefore, you can't make an eruv until you first rent the reshus of the goy. Like Rashi says, the yosser. V'chitzoyna at sheyisker. Until you rent from the goy, you can't do anything. The same shalom yosef that was also. So the Gemara Yosef Rabbah Rab Yosef Bishuloi Pirkot Rav Sheshes. When the Sheshes finished saying the drasha, then they came in. The Yosef Rav Sheshes, and the Sheshes was also sitting there. So the three of them were sitting together. Ukomar, and they both said over Keman Omra Rav Lishmaiti. Who did Rav say over this halacha to say that it's also? And we're saying now. If you have the two living in the inside, the yid and the goy, and one living in the chotzer chitzoyna, then it's also to carry. Who did Rav say this halacha according to? Is the churak Rabbi Meir. It goes according to Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is the one that says if you have one yisrael and one goy living together, it's also. Here also in the pnimis, in the inside chotzer, you only have one yisrael and one goy, and still it's also. So if you have a right, this goes according to Rabbi Meir. This is the havamina. We'll soon see that it's wrong. But that's the havamina. And how many was what's osir? In the chotzer pnimis it's osir. Why is it osir there? Now in the inner chotzer, the outer person, the chotzer achitzoyna, he taka doesn't walk inside. Like he has no right to walk in there, he has no reason to walk in there. When he wants to go out to Rosh Hashanah, he goes upwards to Rosh Hashanah. So in the pnimis, in the bottom one, only these two, the Yisrael and the girl lives there. And the Havimino that it was osir to carry out even to there, so does it go there? It goes according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara, Korchish Rabba Reisha. Rabbi also shook his head, as if to agree to it. Take a right, this goes according to Rav Meir. Omar Rab Yosef. Rab Yosef said, Trei Gavri Rabavik Rabbonim. These two great Rabbonim here. Little by Milsa, how could they make such a mistake in this inyan? The what? Ik Rabbi Meir, if you tell me now, this goes Rav, said it in accordance to Rabbi Meir, Lomali Yisrael Bechitzoina. According to Rabbi Meir Shito, the fact that you had a Yisrael and a girl living together, that's enough to answer. So in the Pnimis, it's also to carry out from the Yisrael's house inside to the Chotzer. So what do I have to have the second Chotzer, the Chotzer Chitzoina for? You could ask Tamashayla, if you have a Yisrael and a girl living together in the Chotzer, what's the Locha? What's in the gate? Tell us there was a Chotzer Chitzoina here. The Chitzoina, maybe you want to say, Maise Shoye Kachoye Kasha Chamaise. We're not saying a Gemara here. They're saying a Maise happened in front of Rav. This was the case. And somebody asked Rav, what's the Locha? So that's why he said the case of the Chotzer, of the Chitzoina, the outer Chotzer. But really, what's the gate was maybe is only the Panemius. Maybe the Chotzer Panemius is awesome because there's a Yisrael and a girl living there. So at the Gemara, for a boy in the name of Rav, but they asked the Shaila from Rav, Panimi b'mkoymei mahu. What's takad alocha? The Yisrael that lives in the inner chotzer, in the Panimi. What's the alocha? Is he allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer? He's in his chotzer, in the Panimis, and the inner side one, there's only one Yisrael and one goy. So they asked Rav, what's the alocha for that person? And Rav answered back, Mutter. Rav says, it's mutter for that person to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Even without an Erev, even without renting it. So what do you see? Nechura, the Elamai, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Elamai, who are we going? Not like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, not like Reb Meir. Because according to Reb Meir, it should be also to carry out, even in the Chotzer HaPanimi. The Yisrael should not be allowed to carry out from his house into the Chotzer, unless he rents from the Goy. And Rav Pasim Kolot's Mutter for the Bnei Panimis, for that Yisrael to carry out. So Chura Tzirai, we're not going according to Reb Meir. We're going according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So if you only have one Yisrael and one Goy, it's not Shchiach for a bonim to make an Xerion. So the Beerus Akam in this case is Leishamei Bira. He doesn't answer on you. So the Gemara. So the Gemara is asking now. So Elamai, what do you want to say? Elamai has to go according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara, Omar, Ad Sheiyu Shnei Yisraelim Oyschrim Ze'al Ze. It's according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, it's also Shver. Because he says, when did the Goy answer, when true, you need two Yisrael living there? But the pshat that the two Yisrael living there means there's one asas on the other one. That has to be asur. In other words, the two Yisrael by themselves need an eruv chaserus. If they want to need an eruv chaserus, then the goy can't asur. So here the kasher is by stories that the goy, that they should not have to have an eruv chaserus. Now why not? So Rashi learns, oisrim zelze, fahani lav oisrim zelze ninu. Really here, the inside chotz and the outside chotz don't answer zel zeh. So amri rabbonim, because according to rabbonim shita b'shloi perik at the end of this perik, regal amateras from koyma. Halacha is here, like this person, this Yisrael living in the inside chotz. There he is allowed to carry. That's called the regal amateras. In his chotz, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the chotz. Why? Because in his chotz there's only one guy and one Yisrael. Now according to Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov, it's mutter to carry out. What was the shaila that was saying now? But when this Yisrael walks in the outer chotzer, so blah, it's not like you have two Yisrael living in the outer chotzer, they should ask the zel zeh. But name, according to Rabbanan, halacha is ain't no oyster shleibim koymoi mishum drisus regal. The afal pishla yirvimo. According to the Rabbanan, since this person living in the inside chotzer has the right to carry out from his house into his chotzer, that's called the regal hamateris. When he walks into the next chotzer, into the upper chotzer, the chotzer chitzoino, he does not answer on them. So, according to the Rabbonin, and even according to the Blessed Ben Yaakov, he should not have to have any erev and to rent from them. Because these two Yisraelim don't answer zel zeh. Hey, since the bottom one is mutter in his chotzer, so the top one is also mutter in his chotzer. Each one is only one separately. The bottom one walks upwards outside, but that's called regular mutteris. Since he's mutter to carry his own chotzer, he doesn't answer in the other chotzer. So why do you say it's usher here for? And the Gemara Elik Rabbi Kiva. I tell you, this bright Rav is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And that's the way we pass on Alocha. The Yomar, that Rabbi Kiva says, Regel HaMoteresim Koyva. Even if here you have this inner person, the inner Yisrael, living in the inner Chotzer, he's mutter to carry out from his house into the Chotzer. Because in his Chotzer there's only one Goy and one Yid. He can carry out there. Still, Oiserish Leibim Koyva. When this Yisrael walks out the upper chotzer to go outside to Moshe Rabin, he asks on that person living in the upper chotzer. Because now in the chotzer chitzoin, it looks like there are two Yisrael living there. And who adin, when the goy walks through, you look like there are three living in the upper chotzer. That's why in the upper chotzer it's also to carry out now without first renting from the goy, and then the two yidden have to make a ruvich chaterim together. Is lomali nochri. What do we have to have the case on the bottom? There's a guy living there. Afilu Yisrael nami. Even if we only have one Yisrael living on the bottom and one Yisrael living on the top, you still have the exact same halacha. Even though in the chotzer pnimis only one lives, he's mutter. But when he walks through the chotzer achisayna, it's called a regal that asks on the chotzer achisayna, and you need an eruv chaseris here. So what do I have to have the case of a guy here for? It's nagei this halacha like a bekiva, even without a guy. Have the Gemara poshit. Omer Avuna bread of Yeshua. We're talking going now that the locher is like a blezer ben Yaakov. That with one Yisrael and one goy, it's mutter. It's only also two Yisraelim and one goy. We're going now, even though the person living in the chotzer pnimis, that Yisrael, even though he's mutter to carrying his chotzer, but when he walks through the chotzer achitzerna, he asks on the other chotzer. So the question was, why not come in as a goy here? But my asking is a goy in she'irvu. We're talking about a case that the bottom Yisrael and the top Yisrael made an Eruv and Chaterah together. They made an Eruv together. The answer, what's the reason now why you can't carry out in the top Chotzer, the Chotzer Achitzoinim, from the house into the Chotzer, only because there's a guy there. So even though the two Yisrael are made an Eruv and Chaterah, when you have a guy walking through them, the guy asks on them. So that's why first you have to rent from them. But if there wouldn't be any goy here, lo yasser, then it'd be mutter to carry out from both houses into the chotzer, because the two Yisrael and made the Ruvich Chaterah together. Mel, that was Rav's halacha, that Rav Paskin, that in the top chotzer, it's also to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Calls the man, you don't rent the reshus from the goy, because since the bottom two walk through the top chotzer, we look like the bottom two are living in the top chotzer. So in the top chotzer we have now two Yisraelim and one goy. They ask us zeh al zeh, unless you rent first from the goy, and then you have to make an eruv chaseris. So the Gemara, boy minei Rabbi Eliezer meRav. Rabbi Eliezer asked from Rav the shalom like this: Yisrael v'nochri b'chitzoyne. What would be the case just the opposite? Again, the pictures on Rashi in the Samach Aleph from Aleph, the top here in the Egori Sabach, the picture. What's going to be just the opposite case now? That Yad Yisrael v'nochri b'chitzoyne on the top outer chotzer. That's where the Yisrael and the Goy live together. Live together means that they each one had their own apartment, but it opened up to the same chotzer. The Yisrael b'pnimis, and you only had one Yisrael living on the bottom in the pnimis. Mahu, what's the halacha? In the chotzer chitzoyna, do we say it's also you have to rent from the Goy? Or maybe here it's different. Even though the pnimis, the one on the bottom, walks through the top chotzer, so chur, it should be the same halacha. You have like two Yisraelim and one Goy. Maybe here it's still a nusav leshchiach that Rabbanu were not gozer. And maybe you don't have to rent from the guy here altogether. What should be the shayla? Now, Hatei is more like this. Hosam taimim mishum the shchiach the diary. Hatei, the opposite case. Where the guy lives on the bottom chotzer with one Yisrael, that's the shchiach dikha case. That the Rabbanu make gzeira. Why? The mirsas nochri, the guy that living on the bottom chotzer with the one Yisrael, is afraid to kill that Yisrael. Why? Because if he'll kill the Yisrael, then the Yisrael living on the outer chotzer will come in and ask the Yomali, Yisrael the heavy gabo checha. And the outside Yisrael will ask the guy, where's my friend the Yisrael that lives on the inside? And the guy can't say that he went away, he moved away, or he went away, because the outside Yisrael would say, I would have realized it. The outside Yisrael is living on the outside. So if the inside Yisrael goes out, the Yisrael recognizes it, realizes it. So maybe if the Goy is going to kill the inside Yisrael, he'll be caught by the outside Goy, by the outside Yisrael. He'll ask the Goy, where's my friend? Elamai, you killed him. So therefore the Goy will be afraid to kill the Yisrael, and therefore it's a milsa the shriach that a Yisrael would live on the top chotzer chisoyna, and one Yisrael would live on the bottom chotzer with the Goy, because we're not afraid the Goy will kill the Yid here. Avol hocha, mashenkin, our case just the opposite. That the Yisrael and the Goy live on the top chotzer chotzer chitzoinim. Amina lei, nofek ozu lei. I'll tell you, maybe here the Goy will not be afraid to kill the Yisrael. So Mele should remain like a milsud leishchiach, and therefore the Rabbanu never made such a gzeirim. Why? Because the Goy will kill the Yisrael living in the outside chotzer. Now what are we afraid? That when the Yisrael from the inside chotzer will come and ask the Goy, where is he?
You know what the guy will say? He went away. He's Babalhocha Amina Lay Nofik Ozalay. You didn't realize because you're on the inside chatzer. Your friend went away, moved away someplace. Therefore, the guy will not be afraid to be caught. So therefore, it's a milsum leshchiach that no Yisrael will live with a guy on the outside chatzer. So maybe the rabbanon never made a gzeira here. I don't know. The other straw is not like that. Hochinani mirsis. Still, the guy is afraid to kill the Yisrael. Why? The sofer hashtos the Yisrael bechazli. Anytime the guy wants to go kill the Yisrael, the guy will be afraid. Punt that minute. The Yisrael from the inside chotzer will come up to visit and see me killing him. So therefore also the guy will not kill him, and therefore the Rabbanan made Gzeira. And therefore it should be Yosef. Omolei, he answered back, Enech Naim, it's Tak Osir, he answered back, Tein Lachochem B'yach Gemoi. Like give Chochem to a Chochem and become more smarter. So Rashi says that means B'yosef Nami. It's Osir here also. Baita. Resh Lokish V'talmideh de Rebbe Chanina. Ikloi Lahu Pundit. They went to spend one Shabbos in one motel, or the place where they rented out apartments there. Maskir. Now the mice was, let's say there were two or three Yidden, that they rented an apartment there in this place. And there's one guy that also rented an apartment there. So the Chur, the Locher is, before you make an Eruvah Chaseris here now, you have to first rent the place of the guy. Now, the guy that rented the apartment was not around right now. He went away Friday. The heavy master, you know, was there just to buy them. The owner of the house was still there. Now the question was, are we allowed to rent the reshus, the right of the guy to use the chotzer from the owner? Or do we bedaska have to rent from the guy and we can't do it now because the guy is not here? Omrun, so they said over, Ma'ol le'megumenei, are we allowed to rent from the owner of this house? So the Mursa is like this, Kol heichad le'y motzim mesalik le'y, any time like the guy that rented has a lease that the owner can't throw him out, is loitiboylof loyagrina. Avada, we can't rent now the rights of the guy from the owner, because the owner doesn't have the rights anymore. He already rented it to guy, and he can't be choy, we can't throw him out. So therefore, the guy is the one that has the rights, and until we get to the guy, we can't do anything. Kiti boy, where should be the shiloh? Hechidimotzi mesalikle, where the owner has the right to throw the guy out at any time. My, kiva the motzi mesalik. Since the owner has the right to throw the goyer at any time, it's still considered the owner is the bailim of the reshus and agrina. We could rent the reshus from the goy, from the owner. Maybe no, still right now who's living there? This goy, and the bailim did not throw him out of the house. Suppose the man, the owner, did not throw him out of the house. You can only rent from the goy himself and not from the owner. That was the shailah. So they didn't know. Omel and Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said, Nisker, right now we're stuck, we don't know what the locher is, let's be soichel, let's go be lakula, like Rashi says, it's suffic in the rabbon and go lakula, and we'll rent from the owner. And when we go back home to the rabbonim in Durham, on the south side, Nishalhem, then we'll ask them if we did right or not. And the mice was also shalom, they went and asked, also shalom Rav Ephes, he went back to Durham and asked Rav Ephes, what's the locher? Or Malahen, he answered back, Yofras Isim, you did very good. Sheshachartim, that you rented it from the owner, that's good. Since the owner has the right to throw the goy out at any time he wants, the owner has the right to rent to you the reshus, and then if you rented the reshus, you are allowed to make your rubik haseris. That's what he answered back. So the more another maisa, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Rabbi Asi, Ikloy Lahu Pundik. They also went to spend the Shabbos in some type of a renting place, some type of a motel. The Asi Nochri married the Pundik b'Shabbata. The Maisa was like this: Friday, there was only three Yidden there. Three apartments were taken by three Yidden. So good, they made an Eruvah Chaseris together to be able to carry out into the Chotzer. Now on Shabbos, Punk, the guy came back and rented their apartment on Shabbos. Hey. The Osi Nochri married the Pundik b'Shavata, or else forget, the owner of the inn came back on Shabbat. Says Friday the owner was away. So they didn't rent. The guy wasn't here. It doesn't ask them when the guy is not here, like we had before. A guy only asks when he's there. If the guy goes away, it doesn't ask him. Now, Punk, the guy came back on Shabbos now. So now that the guy is here on Shabbos, the Erev Chaseris is like bottled. They're not allowed to carry out now from the house into the Chotzer, because we have a guy there. Is Omru, so the Shaila was, they asked, Mahu le'megimineh. Are we allowed to go and rent from the guy his rights of using the apartment on Shabbos or not? If good, we won't give him money, we'll give him shavu kesef, we'll give him a piece of bread. Can we give him a piece of bread on Shabbos and tell him, we want to rent your rights to use the reshus, and then our Aruba Chaseris we made would still be Chal. Is what the Shaila? Soiche Kemar of Domi. This din that you have a right to rent the rights of the Goy, does this go Baturus a din Erev? It has a din just like an Erev does, just like Aruba Chaseris. Then, Ma Ma'arif, Miboy Joim. Just like when we have to make an Aruba Chaseris, we could only do it before Shabbos, it has to be Chal before Shabbos. Is Af Soiche Miboy Joim? Who are then when you want to rent the rights of a Goy, you can only do it if you rent it before Shabbos. But here that the Goy came back on Shabbos, you cannot rent his rights on Shabbos. He can't give a het to Bichal on Shabbos. He's not at the Yisrael Chirus, but at some Hilchas Erev, you don't have a right to rent from the Goy to be Matad Rishus. It has to all be taken care of before Shabbos. Oy Dilma, the other tzaddik maybe know. I tell you, Seicha Kimavata Rishus Dami. This halacha that you rent the right of the Goy to use this property goes with terms of a bitter Rishus. We will soon see later on, there are certain times that even by Yisrael to Yisrael, if you forgot to make an Aruba Chaseris before Shabbos, there's a locker on Shabbos, one Yisrael has the right to be Mevatel his Rishus, to give up his right of using the property on Shabbos to the other people, and if the other people made an Aruba Chaseris, then it'll be Mutter to carry out. So the kids of this din, you could be Mevatel, give up your rights of using your apartment on Shabbos, that's Mutter. You could be Mevatel your Rishus on Shabbos. So the Shalom is now maybe Secher, when you want to rent from a Goy, it has the same halacha like being Mevatel Rishus. That ma mavatu rishus, just like that loch when you want to be mavatu your rishus, one Yisroel to another Yisroel gives up his rights, and the male of blithe like only one Yid is living here, so that Yisroel is allowed to carry out now on Shabbos. It's good that people be Shabbos, that din could be chal even on Shabbos. I'll tell you af seichem, who are din when you rent from a goy, you can also do it on Shabbos. Be af people be Shabbos, who are din it could be chal on Shabbos. To hear that the goy came home on Shabbos, maybe we would be allowed to rent from him right now. We'll give him a piece of bread and rent from him the right to use the chutzar that will be able to carry out the Shabbos without our Erubi Chatzaris that we made before. So they didn't know. Omar, they said, so it was a machlokes. Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Yosef, Omar Nisker. He said, it's mutter. He has been like a bitter rishus. Rebbe Asi, Omar Le Nisker. He said, no, you can't rent it. He holds it like an Erev. Omar Le Rebbe Chiyab Rabba. So Rebbe Chiyab Rabba said, Nismach al divrei zokin. I'll be saying lekula here to be makel hilchas erev is only the rabbanon. I'll go lekula v'nisker and I'll rent right now this guy and we'll be mutter to carry out the Shabbos because we already made a meruvah chaseris just the Yisrael and himself. But it says that tomorrow also shalom Rav Yechanan later he yes Rav Yechanan that I do right or not that even though the guy came home on Shabbos I first rented the rishus on Shabbos. And Omar Lehen, he answered back, Yishnau, Yofir Asisim Sheshachatim, Yitakya did very good that you rented. Like we're saying right now, it's mutter. There's renting from the Goy, has the same halacha like Bitter Rishus, that you could be Mevatel and you could rent even on Shabbos. So Meili said you did good, and that's the halacha taka, that if you have a Goy that moved into the apartment on Shabbos, or you couldn't get to the Goy before Shabbos, if the Yisraelim in the apartment, or else, if the Yisraelim in the apartment made an Aruba Chaseris between themselves, now when the Goy comes, he asks on them, but if they go and rent the Rishus from the Goy, even on Shabbos, it's Taka Mutter, you're allowed to rent even on Shabbos. Alright, we'll stop here. Start over again a little bit. Last Gemara we saw on Shabbos, the Yisamachayim at Beis on the bottom. The Maisa was, again, the Shalom was, Rebbe Chanina, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Chiyab, Rabbi, Rabasi, Yikloy, Lahu Pundik, they went to an inn like to spend Shabbos, the Yosef Nochri, Morid, the Pundik, B'Shabbata, that the Goy came home on Shabbos. In other words, Friday, there were only like three Yidin living there. There are three different apartments, opening up to a chotzer, and only three Yidin, so they made an Aruba Chatzeris. And they didn't think the Goy would come home for Shabbos. And punct Shabbos morning, the Goy came home. Now that the Goy came home, the Goy asks on them, they're not allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer. And the Shaila was, Mal Lumegu Mine, are we allowed to go and rent from the Goy his rights in the chotzer? That's the loch. If two Yidin live with a Goy, you can't make an Aruba Chatzeris to carry out from your house into the chotzer until first you rent the Rishus the Goy has to use the Chotzer, and then you can make an Aruba Chatzeris. So here the Shaila was, the Goy came home on Shabbos morning, are we allowed to make a Schiris to be Seicher to rent from the Goy on Shabbos or not? The Shaila was, Soicher Kamar of Domi. Do we say this halacha that we rent from a goy is like an Erev? Ma Ma'arev, just like when you make an Erev Chatzeris, Mevoid Yoim, Av Soicher Mevoid Yoim, you could have to do it in Mevoid Yoim when it's still before Shabbos. So Adim, when you want to rent from a goy, you would have to rent before Shabbos. I do not know, Soicher Kamavatim Rishus Domi. I tell you, Soicher renting from a goy, renting the goy's rights in the Chatzer, that's not like an Erev. That's like halacha, like we'll soon see, you could be Mevatil your Rishus to the other people. Let's say you have like three Yidden living together, and two of them made an Eruv b'chatzeris, and one was not mishtativ, didn't give a pass into the Eruv, so this one person could be mevatel his rishos even on Shabbos. He could say like, I'm giving up the rights of my apartment and my right in the chotzer to the other two, so it looks like only the other two are living here, and there then the Eruv helps. So the Shabbos is, when you want to rent the rights of the goy, on, is it like an Eruv that has to dafka be done before Shabbos? Or no, it's like a bitter rishus that it could even be done on Shabbos. That was the shaila. So we said to Machloikis, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, Omar, Nisker. Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, it's mutter. He held that you could rent from a guy even on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi says, you don't use money. You have to give him a piece of bread to let the guy give his rights in the chotzer to the Israel. Yeah. Rabbi Asi, Yom, Aloy, Nisker. Rabbi Asi said, no, you can't rent. Because renting is like an Erev, and it's dafka done before Shabbos and not on Shabbos. Now Rashi, let's see here, that what happened here? These two Yidden, well, three of them were living here at the beginning of Shabbos, and they made an Eruv HaTzeres together. Now the Goy comes in on Shabbos. Now when the Goy comes in, he likes asas on them, they're not allowed to carry out now. So Rashi learns that the Eruv HaTzeres is bottled. It's as if they don't have an Eruv HaTzeres. So even on the Tzad, you're allowed to now rent from the Goy on Shabbos morning. You go to the Goy and say, here's a piece of bread, let me rent from you the rights you have to use this Chatzer. So now we got rid of the goy. But I call upon him the Eruv HaTzeres that the Yidden made is bottled. It's no good anymore. Because as soon as the goy comes home, it's Mevatel the Eruv HaTzeres. So the Chura good, we got rid of the goy, but we still have three Yisraelim living here. We can't carry out from our house into the Chatzer. We don't have an Eruv HaTzeres. So Rashi learns that now on Shabbos, two of the Yisraelim have to be Mevatel their Rishus to one Yisrael. So I call upon him, one person is allowed to carry out now from his house into the Chatzer. But you have to come on that after we rent from the goy Shabbos morning, now we have to be mevatel our rishus one to the other to make it mutar kopon for one of us to carry up from the house. So that was the shaila. Could we do this eitzer or not? So we had a machlokes here. Omer omelu Reb Chiya bar Abba nismach adivrei zokin v'nisker. Let's be samech on adivrei zokin to go, because like Rashi says, it's a sofek to rabbonin, go lekula, and we'll rent from the goy Shabbos morning. And once when we rent the goy's rishus, we'll get rid of the goy. Now the three eden here, two of them will be mevatel their rishus to one, and I call upon them, one of us will be allowed to carry out from our house into the chotzer. So the ma'aser was. Nisko de Vizovas Nisko is also Shalom Rabbi Yechanan. Then later, after the Maisa, they went to ask Rabbi Yechanan, did they do right or not? Omolehen Rabbi Yechanan answered.